This article is brought to you by the best-selling Booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to appear open and approachable in conversation. Master the physical signals that make people feel safe talking to you. In short, after reading this guide, you will know exactly how to use physical expression to signal warmth and safety so people feel genuinely welcome to approach you. Remove physical barriers and cross your arms, open your posture, and face toward the person speaking. Use consistent, relaxed eye contact to signal that you are fully present. Soften your facial expression deliberately, especially when you are listening. Definition: open and approachable physical expression is the use of body language, posture, eye contact, and facial cues to signal receptivity and warmth in conversation. It communicates to others that you are safe to talk to before any words are exchanged. You are standing at the edge of a conversation. Someone glances your way, considers approaching, and then turns and walks to someone else instead. You never even knew it happened, but it cost you a connection, an opportunity, or a moment of trust that could have mattered. This is what poor physical expression does. It works quietly against you, and most people never realize it is happening. They think they're being open and approachable because they feel open inside. But the body tells a different story: arms folded, gaze drifting, posture close towards the wall. The real reason people struggle with this is not laziness or indifference. It is that we carry physical tension as a default. Stress, habit, and self-consciousness all harden into postures that signal the opposite of what we intend. Nobody teaches you that your resting face might read as hostile, or that crossing your arms while you think is quietly closing a door. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for physical expression that you can use immediately. Why open body language is harder to master than it sounds. You already know that open and approachable body language matters. Most people do. Knowing it and actually doing it in a live conversation are two completely different things. Here is the gap: the moment you feel pressure, whether it is a difficult conversation, a new environment, or simple fatigue, your body defaults to its protection posture. Shoulders rise, arms cross, gaze drops. That is not weakness. That is biology. Specific reasons this is hard. Habits run deep, and you cannot see yourself. Most of your physical expression is unconscious. You do not feel yourself closing off because it feels normal. Without a mirror or honest feedback, you have no idea what you actually look like to others. Trying too hard creates its own problem. When people know they should appear open and approachable, they sometimes overcorrect into a rigid, performative openness that feels unnatural and reads as false. Forced warmth is readable from across a room. Emotional state writes itself onto your body. When you are tired, anxious, or distracted, your physical expression broadcasts that state whether you want it to or not. Controlling the body under pressure requires genuine practice, not just intention. Multiple signals must align simultaneously. It is not enough to uncross your arms if your gaze is wandering or your jaw is tight. Approachability is a whole body signal, and managing several things at once in real time takes real training. The environment fights against you. Phones, furniture, noise, and crowds all pull your attention and body in directions that close you off physically without you noticing. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one, honest self-awareness first. You need an accurate picture of your current physical habits, not an imagined one. Record yourself in a casual conversation, or ask someone you trust to tell you honestly how you come across physically. You cannot fix what you cannot see, and most people are operating on entirely false assumptions about how their body reads to others. Number two, understand the context you are preparing for. Physical expression that reads as warm and open in a one-to-one conversation can read very differently in a formal presentation or a high-stakes negotiation. Know the setting, the relationship, and the stakes before you decide how to calibrate your physical signals. The principles stay the same, the degree shifts. Number three, accept that this is a practice, not a performance. You are not trying to put on a mask of approachability. You are building new physical habits to replace old ones. That takes repetition, not just awareness. Expect to feel self-conscious at first. That discomfort is not a sign that something is wrong. It is a sign that something is changing. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Reset your resting posture. Your resting posture is the physical message you send before a conversation even begins, and it is the most overlooked element of appearing open and approachable. Most people arrive in conversations already physically closed, shoulders hunched, spine curved, body angled away. This is the posture of fatigue and screen time, and it signals withdrawal even when you feel engaged. The fix is not to stand rigidly upright. It is to adopt a neutral, grounded stance that takes up your actual space without tension. Stand with your feet roughly hip-width apart, and your weight distributed evenly. Let your shoulders drop back and down, away from your ears. Keep your spine long, but not stiff. Your hands should rest naturally at your sides or loosely in front of you, not gripping each other or hidden in pockets. Roll your shoulders back slowly and let them settle before entering any conversation. Plant your feet before you speak, so your weight is still rather than shifting. Let your hands rest at your sides rather than clasped or pocketed. Check your jaw, is it clenched? Breathe out and let it soften. Face the other person squarely, rather than at an angle that points your body toward the exit. Example: before a colleague approaches your desk, you're hunched over your screen with your shoulders up near your ears. When you hear them approach, you sit back, drop your shoulders, and turn your whole torso toward them before they finish saying your name. They have not even spoken yet, but the message is already clear you are present and ready to receive them. Once your resting posture is reset, every other physical signal you send will read more clearly. A warm expression sits differently on an open body than on a closed one. Step 2. Unlock your arms and hands. Crossed arms are the single most common physical barrier in conversation, and the most powerful signal that you're closed off, even when you're not. The problem is that crossed arms often feel comfortable. They are a self-soothing gesture. When people are cold, thinking, or simply neutral, they fold their arms without any intention of signaling defensiveness. But intention does not matter here. The signal the other person receives is what counts. Uncrossing your arms is not enough on its own. Your hands need somewhere purposeful to go. Hands that fidget, grip, or disappear into pockets create their own distraction. The goal is relaxed, visible, neutral placement. Rest your hands loosely in your lap when seated, with fingers relaxed rather than interlocked. When standing, let your arms hang naturally at your sides or hold one hand lightly in the other in front of you, below the waist. Use small, relaxed gestures. When you speak, a slight open palm movement outward signals honesty and inclusion. If you catch yourself crossing your arms, do not snap them apart dramatically. Slowly shift one arm down, then the other. Keep gestures contained and unhurried. Large, fast gestures create noise, not warmth. Building psychological safety in your team conversation starts with these small, consistent physical signals. People feel safe when your body does not contradict your words. Once you free your arms, the rest of your body follows more easily. Openness in the upper body changes how you breathe, which changes how you sound and how you feel. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 3. Use eye contact with intention. Eye contact is the most direct physical signal of presence and interest, and most people get it wrong in one of two directions too little, which reads as disinterest or evasion, or too much, which becomes a hard stare that puts people on edge. The goal is relaxed, engaged eye contact that communicates, I see you, and I am listening. This is not a fixed gaze. It is attentive, responsive, and warm. Hold eye contact for roughly 3 to 5 seconds at a time. Then let your gaze shift briefly to another part of their face or break naturally, as you think or respond. When someone is making an important point, increase your eye contact to signal that you're tracking what matters. When you look away, look to the side rather than down. Looking down signals submission or discomfort. Practice holding eye contact slightly longer than feels natural, and notice when the other person relaxes in response. When listening, keep your eyes on their face rather than scanning the room around them. Let your eyes soften slightly at the corners. This is the physical difference between a warm gaze and a flat stare. Match your eye contact to the emotional weight of what they are saying. More contact when they are serious, slightly less when the conversation is light. If direct eye contact is culturally uncomfortable, for either party. Focus on the general face area rather than forcing a direct gaze. Example: a team member stops by your office with what they describe as just a quick question. As they begin to speak, you hold their gaze steadily, nod once, and let your expression shift in response to what they are saying. They start with a quick question. 30 seconds later, they are telling you the real problem. Your eye contact gave them permission to go deeper. After consistent eye contact becomes natural, their facial expression becomes the next signal that either opens a conversation or closes it. Step 4. Soften your facial expression. Your face is the fastest signal in any conversation. People read it before they have processed your words, and a neutral or preoccupied expression reads as cold to most people, even if you feel entirely engaged inside. The resting face is the challenge. Many people have a natural resting expression that looks stern, detached, or even irritated. There is nothing wrong with this physiologically, but it creates a barrier you need to actively manage if you want to appear genuinely open and approachable. The solution is not to paste on a permanent smile. That reads as performance and unsettles people faster than a neutral face does. The solution is micro-responsiveness, small, genuine shifts in your expression that track what the other person is saying. Slightly raise your eyebrows when someone begins speaking to signal receptivity and interest. Let your expression shift in real time as the emotional tone of the conversation changes. If they say something difficult, let it register on your face. Soften the muscles around your eyes deliberately before entering a conversation, the same way you would soften your shoulders. Allow a brief, genuine smile to arrive naturally when something connects, rather than holding a fixed expression throughout. Check for jaw tension regularly. A clenched jaw projects stress and judgment even when your words are warm. The way emotional intelligence shapes your physical signals in team settings is worth understanding fully. The role of emotional intelligence in team synergy explores how self-awareness and self-regulation translate directly into the physical signals that build or break connection. Step 5. Orient your whole body toward the other person. Partial attention is readable in the body. When someone speaks to you and your torso is angled toward the door, your phone is visible on the table, or your feet point away from them, you're telling them you're halfway somewhere else. Orienting your whole body towards someone is a physical act of respect. It says you have my full attention, and I'm not planning to leave. This single adjustment changes the quality of almost every conversation, because people respond to genuine physical presence by opening up more. You do not need to be stiff or robotic about this. Natural orientation is fluid. It means consistently bringing your body back to face the person, even when the conversation relaxes, even when you shift your weight, even when you glance away briefly. When someone begins speaking to you, turn your torso fully toward them rather than just your head. Remove or silence your phone from visible space before the conversation starts. If seated, uncross your legs and let both feet rest flat. This opens your whole lower body toward them. Lean in slightly when they are making an important point. A subtle forward lean signals engagement far more than words. When the conversation ends, hold your orientation for a beat after they finish. Do not pivot away the moment they stop speaking. Example: you are in a corridor conversation with a colleague. Normally, you would stand at a slight angle, glancing toward the office you were walking to. Instead, you stop fully, turn your body directly toward them, and place both feet on the ground. They notice. The conversation deepens within 60 seconds. What would have been a two-sentence exchange becomes a real moment of connection, because your body told them they were worth stopping for. Body orientation, combined with the signals in every previous step, creates the full physical experience of approachability that others feel before they can name it. Step 6. Manage your physical proximity and pace. How close you stand and how quickly you move through a conversation sends its own set of signals. Step in too close, too fast, and you trigger discomfort. Stay too far back, and you signal that you would rather not be there. Physical proximity is not a fixed rule. It varies by culture, relationship, and context. The skill is reading the other person's signals and adjusting, rather than locking into one default distance regardless of who you're speaking with. Pace matters too. Rushed gestures, fast nodding, and hurried responses all signal that you want the conversation to be over. Slowing your physical pace, even slightly, communicates that you have time and that this conversation is welcome. Start at a conversational distance of roughly an arm's length plus a handshake, and move closer only if the other person moves toward you first. Watch for microsignals that you've stepped too close, a slight lean back, a shift of the feet, or a subtle turn of the body away from you. Slow your nodding to a deliberate, single nod rather than rapid agreement gestures. Slow nodding signals that you are processing, not just waiting to respond. Pause physically before you respond. A brief stillness before you speak signals that you have genuinely heard what they say. When the conversation is sensitive or emotional, increase the physical stillness in your body. Calm, steady presence is the most approachable signal you can offer in a difficult moment. Understanding how empathy bridges work in team communication will help you see why this physical calibration matters so deeply in group settings. Step 7. Practice conscious reset between conversations. Most people carry the physical residue of one conversation directly into the next. You leave a difficult meeting with a tight jaw and hunched shoulders, walk straight into a one-to-one, and wonder why the other person seems guarded. You brought the previous conversation in with you, written on your body. A conscious physical reset between interactions is one of the most overlooked practices in communication, and one of the most effective. It takes 30 seconds. It changes everything. The reset is simple: after one conversation ends and before the next begins, stop for a moment, breathe out slowly, and run through your key physical signals. Shoulders down, jaw soft, arms uncrossed, feet grounded, expression neutral and open. You arrive at the next conversation as yourself, not as the weather from whatever came before. After any high-tension conversation, take 60 seconds alone before entering your next one. Do a quick physical scan from feet to face, check posture, arm position, jaw tension, and eye energy. Breathe out fully before you re-enter a conversation space. A long exhale physically releases held tension across your whole upper body. If you're moving between meetings in a workplace, use the walk between rooms as reset time rather than review time. Notice which specific conversations leave the most physical residue on your body, and give those interactions a longer reset window before your next engagement. Applying this reset practice consistently is how you maintain approachable physical expression across a full day, not just in the first hour when you're fresh and deliberate. Adapting this process for remote and video conversations. Remote conversations strip away most of the physical signals that make approachability readable in person. You cannot show your full posture, your body orientation, or your physical proximity. What remains is your face, your head position, and occasionally your hands. This context requires deliberate adjustment. Camera position changes everything. A camera positioned below your eye line makes you loom. A camera above makes you look diminished. Position your camera so it is level with your eyes, and sit close enough that your face fills the frame naturally. This single adjustment transforms how approachable you appear on screen. Your face must do twice the work. Because your body is largely invisible, facial expression carries the entire load of physical approachability in video calls. Increase your micro-responsiveness deliberately. Let expressions register more visibly than you would in person, without crossing into performance. Eye contact means looking at the camera, not the screen. This is the hardest habit to build in video conversation. When you look at someone's face on your screen, you appear to be looking slightly downward to them. Looking directly into the camera lens creates the experience of eye contact. Practice this until it becomes natural. Stillness reads as presence. In person, small movements signal life and engagement. On a video call, physical restlessness, swaying, adjusting, and fidgeting reads as distraction. Cultivate deliberate stillness as your baseline. Your background and lighting are physical signals too. A cluttered, dark background signals chaos and disengagement. A clear space with good light signals that you prepared for this conversation and that it matters to you. For introverts and extroverts managing approachability across different communication styles in teams, understanding how to balance both in team settings offers practical guidance on how personality shapes physical presence. The core principles of openness and physical approachability remain exactly the same online. Only the execution shifts. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: uncrossing your arms but keeping everything else closed. Why it happens: people hear uncross your arms as the whole solution and stop there. What to do instead? Treat approachability as a whole body signal. Check your posture, your jaw, your eye contact, and your orientation together, not one in isolation. The mistake: forcing a constant smile throughout a difficult conversation. Why it happens. People confuse approachable with relentlessly cheerful. What to do instead? Let your expression track the real emotional tone of the conversation. A responsive face is far more trustworthy than a fixed one. The mistake? Making intense and broken eye contact because you know it matters. Why it happens. Overcorrection from being told to make more eye contact. What to do instead? Hold eye contact for 3 to 5 seconds at a time. Then let it breathe. Sustained, blinking, free staring is not presence. It is pressure. The mistake. Orienting your body towards someone, but leaving your phone visible on the table. Why it happens. The phone feels like a passive object, not an active signal. What to do instead? Remove the phone from visible space entirely before the conversation begins. Its presence, even face down, says this conversation can wait. The mistake. Resetting posture and expression at the start of a conversation, but letting it collapse after the first minute. Why it happens. Conscious physical control requires attention, and attention fades as the conversation content takes over. What to do instead? Build brief mid-conversation check-ins into your practice, a quiet internal scan every few minutes to reset. The mistake. Trying to appear open and approachable in a body carrying unresolved physical tension from earlier in the day. Why it happens. No reset practice between conversations. What to do instead? Build a 30-second physical reset between every significant conversation. Breathe out, drop the shoulders, soften the face, and arrive clean. These are not character flaws. There are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each practice session. I have taken 60 seconds to physically reset before this conversation. My shoulders are down and away from my ears. My arms are uncrossed and my hands are in a relaxed, visible position. My feet are grounded and my weight is evenly distributed. My body is oriented toward the other person, not angled away. My jaw is soft and my facial muscles are not holding tension. I have removed my phone or placed it out of visible range. I'm prepared to hold relaxed, consistent eye contact without staring. I know what emotional tone this conversation is likely to carry, and I'm ready to let my expression respond to it. I have a plan for a brief reset if the conversation shifts into tension or difficulty. I'm aware of my default closed-off habit, crossed arms, drifting gaze, etc. And I'm watching for it. After the conversation, I will take 60 seconds to reset before the next one. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a complete physical framework for appearing open and approachable in any conversation, built on specific habits you can practice and refine rather than vague intentions you cannot act on. Your resting posture sends a message before you speak a single word. Reset it deliberately and consistently. And crossed arms and relaxed, visible hands remove the most common physical barrier in conversation. Relaxed, intentional eye contact signals presence and safety more directly than almost any other signal. A responsive, softened facial expression communicates trust. A fixed or tense one closes people down. Full body orientation tells the other person they're worth your complete attention. Physical proximity and pace require calibration, not a fixed rule. Read the other person and adjust. A 30-second reset between conversations is one of the highest return habits in communication. The physical dimension of conversation connects directly to the conditions that allow honest communication to flourish. If you want to understand how these signals shape the broader environment of trust in your team, how psychological safety enables honest communication is a natural next step. For leaders who want to build these skills into every interaction with intention and structure, the Strong Method for Building Synergy Through Conversation offers a practical framework worth studying. And if you want to see how these physical skills connect to the feedback conversations, where trust is most often tested, Emotional Intelligence in Feedback Conversations will take you there. Being open and approachable is not a personality trait you either have or you do not. It is a physical skill you earn through practice, one conversation at a time. Frequently asked questions. What does it mean to appear open and approachable in conversation? Appearing open and approachable means using physical expression, which includes posture, eye contact, facial cues, and gesture, to signal that you're safe and receptive to others. It is not about performing friendliness, but about removing the physical barriers that make people hesitate before speaking to you. How do you use body language to look more approachable? To look more approachable, keep your arms uncrossed and your body angled toward the person speaking. Hold relaxed eye contact, soften your facial expression, and face the other person squarely. These physical signals work together to communicate safety before a single word is spoken. Why do I seem unapproachable even when I'm trying to be friendly? Most people seem unapproachable not because of their attitude, but because of unconscious physical habits: crossed arms, a tense jaw, eyes that drift away, or a body angled toward the exit. Your inner intention rarely shows unless your physical expression actively reinforces it. Can you learn to appear open and approachable, or is it natural? You can absolutely learn to appear open and approachable. Physical expression is a skill like any other. It requires awareness of your current habits, targeted practice on specific signals, and repetition until the new patterns become natural. Most people see real change within a few weeks. What are the most important physical signals for appearing approachable? The four most important signals are open posture with uncrossed arms, consistent but relaxed eye contact, a softened facial expression, and your body oriented toward the other person. Together, these physical cues communicate warmth and safety more powerfully than any words you could choose. How does physical expression affect psychological safety in conversation? When your physical expression signals openness, other people feel less at risk speaking honestly. They read your body before they process your words. Approachable physical cues lower the perceived cost of reaching out, which is the foundation of psychological safety in any conversation or team setting. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.